The most prominent symbols of the Olympic Games today did not originate in classical times. The Olympic torch was an innovation in 1916. The five rings were originally introduced to represent the first five Olympics of the modern era from 1896 to 1912. In 1920, the rings were revived to represent the five continents, with North and South America being represented by one ring. The 1936 Olympics in Nazi Germany was the site of the first lighting of the Olympic flame. The spirit of intense competition in association with heroism and national pride remain major themes of the Olympics today, much as they were over 2,000 years ago. Today, countries send their best, amateur and professional alike, to compete for the highest honours. Athletes also still try to find an advantage to give a better performance than all other competitors, sometimes, unfortunately, not always following the rules. Every 4 years, or every 2 years when one includes the Winter Olympics, which began in 1924, the world focuses on a human event that represents the good of humanity. Motivated for a couple of weeks in those years, people and nations try to forget their troubles, put aside their differences and conflicts, and become part of a vast promotion of good global relations and cooperation. One sometimes wonders if the Olympics serve as a safety valve in international human relations, attributing to a collective sanity in a world that, not unlike that of ancient times, is perpetually the scene of conflict, strife, and human misery. Certainly one would like to think that that is the case. If not, one can always hope.